Unit 5. Recording 4.
OK, so this is the first idea and, well, if you ask me, it's a really good idea. In Bermuda, they have no natural water resources, right?
Yeah.
So the only water that people have access to is rainwater. So what they did is build these special roofs on the houses. Bermuda white roofs with steps, and they are designed specially to collect, purify and store rainwater. So each family is responsible for their own water supply.
OK.
And obviously, this means that people are really careful about how much water they use.
Right.
So, the way I see it, this is the kind of idea that could easily be adapted to other countries where access to water is a problem.
Personally, I'm not convinced.
Ugh.
Don't you think it would be better if the government was responsible for making sure that everyone has access to clean water and sanitation? I mean, for health and everything.
Yeah, and what about if you're in a country where it doesn't rain much?
Well, yes, I guess that's a good point. But I feel that the idea of personal responsibility is a good one.
Yes, that may be true, but I still feel that ultimately it's the government's responsibility.
Which is why the government requires all new buildings to have these special roofs.
OK, fair point. What about this one? Japan has managed to virtually eradicate gun crime.
Really?
Wow. How have they done that?
Well, they teach their policemen to use martial arts instead of relying on their weapons when dealing with violent criminals.
Oh, that sounds good. But how does it work? I mean, as I see it, karate isn't much good to you when you're standing in front of an armed criminal, surely?
Well, what happens is that when the police are faced with a violent criminal, rather than use their gun, they use these big futons, you know, mattresses, and they actually wrap the criminal inside these mattresses, like a big burrito, and carry them back to the station to calm down.
Excellent. That's quite funny.
Well, funny, yes. But I'm absolutely convinced that kind of approach can really work. You know, not reacting to violence with more violence, but trying to calm down the situation.
Nice one.
I'm not sure about that. I think it might work some of the time.
Well, it seems to be working in Japan.
Yeah, but there might be other reasons too. I'm not sure if it would work in America, for example.
Well, it might be worth a try. They seem to have quite a problem there. Anyway, here's my idea. This one is from Estonia. So Estonia, when it separated from Russia, it decided to try and become a pioneer in digital services. The government pioneered a digital revolution, and it's been an amazing success story.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, the country is one of the best examples of how a country can run online. It has one of the fastest broadband speeds in the world, and it was the first to allow online voting in a general election.
Okay.
Really?
All the classrooms are online. All the medical records are online. You pay for your car parking online. Apparently, the entrepreneur who developed Skype comes from Estonia, and there are more startups per person than Silicon Valley in California.
Wow, that sounds good.
I don't know. I think there are more important things the government could spend its money on in Estonia.
It seems to me that this one is working pretty well. So, which policy should we include in our perfect country?
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that if you look at the facts...